on CFRC. Have a great week, and it's cooling off a little bit, so keep warm and stay safe.
Don't just blame on the guy in shades or no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades or no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades or no.
We can't believe it.
Cause you got it made with the guy in shades or no.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
On Saturday, September 20th, the Queen's Gaels hit the road once more to wage war in Waterloo. Will Alex Braken and this explosive Gaels offense strike gold against the black and gold?
A totally tremendous touchdown!
Or will Quinton Springer and the Warriors run away with an upset victory?
OMG!
Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We'll be live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Sangila.
Kwe.
Y-E-B snack seal.
Tan she.
Tanet e. Negad dakote.
This is Words and Culture, a series on Indigenous languages, funded by SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
Tanshi kia. Pitigwe, s'il vous plaît. Hello, how are you? Welcome to Words and Culture, the last installment in the Machif episodes. Sheila Rogers, Dishene Kashun. I'm Sheila Rogers. I've spent the last 6 weeks on this podcast diving into a treasure chest, visiting with wonderful, thoughtful, knowledgeable, humorous, humble, and generous Machif people. And everyone I've spoken with has told me that language is at the heart of Métis identity, whether or not they can speak the language fluently, and how community is at the heart of it as well. Winnipeg Newikin. And since I've lived in Winnipeg for the last couple of years, I've met some of my Métis cousins and spent time at the final resting places of my ancestors. This is family. Family that for most of my life, I didn't know I had. Being with them and hanging out in real life with Machif people who'd been Facebook friends for years, being in community has been one of the biggest blessings of my long life. I hope that you've felt that sense of community and welcome here on Words and Culture. Nekishketen and Machif. I've been practicing Southern Machif right before your very ears. Marci for your patience. In the spring, I started taking an online Machif course, and one of the things it taught me is that I learn better IRL in real life, and I'm going to continue to learn Machif. On last week's episode, Hugo Lucien Meek talked about what he was finding helpful as a 13-year-old learning Machif. He mentioned various online dictionaries and websites put together or involving Norman Fleury. Machif Vieux Norman Fleury, Elder Norman Fleury, is the first person I ever heard speak the language fluently. He is a sixth-generation Machif, renowned for his efforts to preserve and revitalize the Machif language, for sharing stories and Machif culture. He's also been active in Métis governance for many years. He's worked so hard all his life to keep Machif language and culture robust. For his amazing efforts, in June of 2024, he received an honorary doctorate, a university's greatest honor, from Brandon University, where he introduced the first accredited Machif language course in Canada. Now, if you visit the Gabriel Dumont Virtual Museum of History and Culture at metismuseum.ca, you can go to Machif Words and Phrases. And if you click on the little speaker icon, the voice you'll hear is Norman Fleury's. Well, I invite you to turn up your big speaker, because it's his voice you'll hear in conversation for the conclusion of Words and Culture, the Machif episodes. I'm so honored to have him as our guest today. Marci Machif Bieu Norman Fleury, for the gift of your presence. Will you introduce yourself?
Norman Fleury de Shenikashun, Amichif Nia, Amichif Bikshwan, Bis St. Lazar, Manitoba, Ginitawakin, Ekwa Nush, Saskatoon, Newikin.
So you were born in St. Lazar, Manitoba?
Yes.
And you're living in Saskatoon?
Yes.
So how long have you been around the Michif language?
All my life, never stopped one day in my life, always connected with Michif because that's who I am. It's not like, to me, it's not a commodity. Mm-hmm. It's me. That's who I am. No different than a German or a Frenchman. I'm a Michif under Section 35. There's First Nation, Métis, and Inuit. I'm not Inuit, not First Nation. I'm a Michif. And at one time, that term Michif came from France. When the first baby was born, the Frenchman looked at that little child and said, oh, c'est Métif. And that's in France, Métif, M-I-T-I-F, means mélangé, you know.
Mixed.
Yeah. Now you're speaking to an authentic person that was born, raised Michif, and been for 5, 6, 7 generations, you know. In our language, it's not Cree, it's not French, it's Michif. Our people didn't know. They didn't say, well, this is part this and part that. As a matter of fact, it was the linguists like John Crawford in the United States that wrote the first ever dictionary, any evidence of a written people that we were was in Belcourt, North Dakota, and there was two ladies, Patlin Lavardure and Ida Rosa Lard, and there was another lady, I think it was Marg Keplin, but they were the real Michifs that they decided we got to have something here. And then ourselves in 1985, when Yvonne Jumeau was the president of the Manitoba Métis Federation, because we're Michifs, that's our nationality. They're Michifs that speak French, le français des Michifs, and we're Michifs that speak le français des Michifs, and we also speak the Michif that's our distinction language that we built for ourselves. They had a conference in 1985. Paul Chartrand was involved. There was Billy Joe Deloron. There was all us people that were the youth in 1967 when the Manitoba Métis Federation first started. And then we realized, we have to say who we are. What's our distinction? We're not politically driven, born people. We are people that established ourselves in governance with Louis Riel. Mm-hmm. And many, many years and before that, Cuthbert Grant and the Northwest Company, and how we fought in 1816 at the Battle of Seven Oaks. And we have that resiliency. And the languages that were spoken was Michif and le français des Michif and le Michif. And we also were speaking that language, Bungie, because we're related somehow. And we fought together, not against each other. Like my grandmother said, when I asked her, I said, Tandeo malalanga pikshkweakushchipayik. I said, where'd this language come from? I said that we speak Kianan Limichif, us Michifs. I said, Nianan Pigo Limichif Nipikshwanan Antor Limichif. We only speak Michif to Michifs. Magawiak Pakan Kagitutayak, we speak to somebody else. Ah so too, we speak Soto, Le Francais, Le Sioux, Le Cree, I said. She looked at me and she was very surprised that I asked that question about what is this language and who are we? She said, nobody's ever asked that question before. And she said, I was a kid there and I used to go, we lived on the same little farm. I went to their place for breakfast in the morning by 7 o'clock. And she said, you come back tomorrow. I'm going to think about this one. Mm. So I went back next day and she said, in la questions, that question you asked me, ginagatuichten, I thought about it. I'll tell you, she said. Tianan pachkan en nation, we are a different nation. Mugianan li Sioux, Mokénan li Sauteux, Mokénan li Cree, Mokénan li Français. We're not Sioux, we're not Soto, we're not Crees, we're not French, no more les Anglais, we're not English. Grandmother said, you know, when the God created the world, she said, over the waters, she said, there's nations there. The French speak French, the Germans speak German. She said, all the, over here now, she says, the First Nations, les Premières Nations, Wishtawau, she said, there too, God created them. You know, God created the world, he said. And this circle of life, there was, he said, before I close this circle, I want to make a new people. And that's us. God created us, gave us a language, gave us songs, gave us ceremonies, gave us everything that every other nation has. And that's how we were the one that finished that circle of life. And we're a God-given people, a spiritual people, a people of the land, and a people of God. You see, that's why everything we do is connected spiritually.
I love that. And I also love the fact that your grandmother, your Kokum, didn't answer you immediately.
Like, no, because they don't do that.
The old ones, yeah.
They don't do that because they don't chase you off with innuendos. They chase you off as the future. If I don't give him the right answer, then it's going to be derogatory. It's going to be misunderstood. It's going to be misinterpreted. It's not going to be understood in the way that should be told orally, because we are an oral cultured people. We're just describing that. We're defining ourselves through that. So that's how we came to be afterwards when we started through the Manitoba Métis Federation. And then we had the Louis Riel Institute where I worked. And then I did the first dictionary of Michif language in Canada with Laurie Barkwell, who used to work with us. He was my technician.
What a story. And to have it written down, this oral language, what did that mean to you, Norman?
Well, for me, it only meant that that we were now defining ourselves in from a written perspective, a different version, you know, where now we were saying we have to tell our story to describe ourselves through our language, because at one time it was told in circles and homes, and it was understood differently. I'm not only a historian, I'm a linguist that's well-grounded, and I'm a Michif, the purest of Michif you can find. I cannot take treaty tomorrow, or I can't be anybody, but I'm a Michif with the language, with the customs, the protocols. I have the creation stories. I know my legends. I know my songs, my history, my stories, our war stories. I know all those because we're a distinct people, that we're always distinct, different than other people at the time of prior to 1816. We were already there, you know, like Pierre Falcon, who was a brother-in-law of Cuthbert Grant. He's the one that composed that song, and that song is still sung. It was sung at tables of the Michifs during New Year's celebrations. And during celebrations, our victory songs were sung, like Louis Riel's song when he wrote a letter to his mother when he was in jail. He had no ink, he had no pen, took his little knife, and he stuck himself and wrote a letter to his mom in his blood. And there's a song in Michif about that, you see.
I wonder if I dare to ask you to sing a bit of it.
Mourir, il faut mourir, chacun meurt à son tour. Mourir, mourir en brave, il faut tous mourir un jour. You know, and that's just part of it. And so it's like dying. We must die. And when we die in bravery, you see, it's a celebration song at the same time. It's like Michif language was never, ever in a school, ever. And it shouldn't have been, because it's not an academic language. Now it's becoming academic in a different way, grammatically, and defined through technology, through a dictionary. But if you don't know the sound of the language, you have different variations of the language. Because now you have different people speaking English all their lives have an English tongue.
Yeah.
That tried to make it Michif. To Michify something, you have to just about have lived that Michif way of life. Gilbert Pelchy, my good friend of mine, he's gone now from Crescent Lake, Métis, that Yorton area. And we were talking about language, and he said, you know, my kokum was going to go to town shopping. And she asked my mushum Louie, Tanche tue in li beans anagle. How do you say beans in English? You know, so, and he said, beans? Crazy old fool. Crazy old lady. Because beans had been a part of Michif so long that it's Michif,
yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And so she was going to shop, and she wanted to know, how do you say beans in English?
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, and that's it's amazing how sometimes you speak a language and those words now are Michifized.
Yeah.
So they are now Michif. They're not English anymore. It's like people say, if I know French, can I learn Michif better? I said, no, you won't. Or Cree, because it's not Cree and it's not French. It's a different language.
Because it's its own nationality, you've said.
Its own nationality, its own uniqueness, its own distinction, its own identity. It's got its own sounds. It's got its own characteristics. It's got its own everything. It's ours. It's not Cree anymore. It's not Soto. It's not Sioux. It's not English. It's not French. It's Michif. So when I work at the university in Saskatoon, I said, I'm here to Michifize the university. And that's the part that I had a hard time at the beginning, because it's like teaching something that's actually alien to the system, because people haven't got a clue, because we were never part of the system. So reality is, how do you become a different distinction at a university when you've never been inclusive, and it was always First Nations and predominantly those languages that are going to survive, like Cree. When we had a task force years ago with the Métis National Council, and we had the different government, provincial government affiliates with MNC, we had different representation across Canada. I had friends on the task force, and I was on the Council of Experts on Language. So we didn't just start yesterday to protect this language and to revitalize it, to document this language. What does that mean? Those are English words. What does that mean in our language, you know? Mm-hmm. To save our language. Mm-hmm. To lift it. To write our language. Dali leave chpitawatayak, to put it in books. Not istwerchitwayak, to tell our story. Awana nianan, who are we? Tandeu tohteak, where are we from? Tandei tohteak, where are we going? Tan shegutechitaksiniak, how are we going to get there? You see all those, eh?
It's like, as you describe it, I think of a river. And a river doesn't just begin at one point. And it didn't just begin last week, and it didn't just begin an hour ago. So much went in to the building of that river, and the river continues.
It always tap tau kap mitchuan. Taptaukap mitcha, one means it'll always flow, you know? Mitanshpi chimitchawah, when will it flow? Tanshichish mitchawah, how will it flow? Tapshko manat langli mitchif, moya shokhechawan. Just like our mitchif language, it's not fast flowing right now. So how are we going to make it? Tanshichi chuichiwea kwayeshma la riviera ma bedon la riviera kaitwanan bedon la kuli, we'll say the river or the creek.
Yeah.
How will it flow fast? Who are going to be the players? Wana chikashkitat anosh chuichiwet. Who's going to be the one that are going to be able to help? Ayeshki wanahananik. And the giga kashkita chiklimit shift speak squit. We're losing speakers. We had 1,000 speakers at one time, as Peter Bacher, that's the evidence he had. This man said now, and he traveled in the States and Canada, and he's saying maybe we only have 30 living speakers now that are very firm, pronounced evidence mitchif people. So that's very sad. But the mitchifs, or the people from the north here in Saskatchewan that I know of, they call themselves Aptogushania Nihiawan. I'm a half breed and I speak Cree. We always called ourselves Li Mitchif, Amitchif Beek Shkwanan. We're Mitchif, we speak Mitchif. Or my grandmother would say, Cree ni peak shwan magan moya livre Cree. I speak Cree, it's not the real Cree. Le Francais Dakwashtanda not lang. I mix French in our language. Aguan man not lang. That's how our language looks like. You see, so you'd never had to define yourself. That's why definitions are not as easy for a lot of people that I know. Even in my family, we did not define who we were. So I have relatives that are 87 and 90 years old. If you went to ask them, they would not have that answer for you, because we didn't have to define ourselves. We were who we were. In St. Lazare, Manitoba, where we were born and raised, the Frenchmen knew they were French, and we knew they were French. We knew we were Mitchif, and they knew we were Mitchif. So there was no argument. Now we seem to struggle to define ourselves because we have too many players that are wannabes and people that never, ever knew what we were. Now, how do you become somebody you never were? That's the question, you know?
That is the question. And there are songs, there are dances, there's art, there's history, as you were saying, the mythology, the stories, the food, the art, everything. It is the way you are living. It's the culture. It's who you are. How would you enter into that if you're discovering late in life who you are? And I'm asking for a friend, but I'm really asking for myself.
Well, I'll tell you, when you're looking for authenticity, what is that, you know? Who can give you authenticity but yourself? Nobody can help you, but we can support. But what do we have out there that we still say, this is mitchif, this is how you're going to mitchifize yourself? You know, like when I heard my grandpa talk about Li Ceinture Fléchi, or Li Ceinture de Flesh, you see, those were rawhide.
The sashes, yeah.
Yeah. They were rawhide, but they were also made out of this other material, but they wouldn't last as long as rawhide, you know? When you tie a sash like we have today around a Red River cart, I don't think they'd ever even do it, because they had leather for it. They also had rawhide that would bind the Red River cart, that would bind things and hold things. That sash, it wouldn't. You don't want something temporary when you're going to go across the prairies and, you know. But they did use them for temporary use, like maybe slinging something or
yeah.
tying the baby or whatever, or carrying something on your back. But when there's a horse in front and an oxen pulling, your sash is not going to last.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, that's reality.
It's so wonderful to hear you speaking the beautiful language of Michif.
I'm the old Michif now, Sheila, you know.
Yeah.
I'm my grandma and grandpa now. Yep. I'm my great-grandparents because I was one of the ones that was always curious in the family.
Yes.
And I lived on the same little farm, so we'd visit with grandma and granny and grandpa. I asked them questions. I'd say, Papa, what was your dad's name? And Joe Leclerc, Louise Bousquet, what was your mom's name? See, I asked those questions. How many of you were in the family? Van Du, he said, we're 22 in the family. Niali baby, I was the baby, he said, you see. And Saint-Laurent, Gish Pichinan, we moved to Saint-Laurent. We worked in the lake with fish and we had cattle and, you know, and so that's, and then my grandma said, Tandeki, oh, Kagin Tawagi, where were you born? Tandeki Papa Kaushit. Tandeki Mama Kaushit. Where was your mom from? Awanakawako Maeko. Who are you related to? And those are the kind of things that I can tell that people that first discovered this language that were never born Michif cannot tell you those stories. They don't know them, and I don't expect them to. But they can learn if they listen to somebody like myself and others that know how. Then you'll know the distinction of who we are. We're not just a people that said, Tan Shiki and Manandao. How are you? I'm not, and my Norman Dishnikashon. It's bigger than that, you know?
I am so grateful to Michif Vieux, Michif Elder Norman Fleury, and to all the guests who have given their time, talent, and truth with me over the last 7 weeks. I close with Nananas Gomowin, gratitude to Michif Elder Norman Fleury, Marcy Vieux Norman Fleury, and Nina Naskamon Porkia. I am thankful for you. Merci for listening. And so ends this season of Words and Culture. Loving thanks to my producer, the fabulous Kim Wheeler, for the honor and sheer joy of working with you. Kishagatan. And to Kaylin Belair for your audio and seamless editing genius. Kichi Marcy, Kaylin. To hear more episodes and to listen to the stories of language speakers, check out our website at wordsandculture.ca. It's an amazing resource. Or you can go to wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Sheila Rogers. Kawapamatan mina. I'll see you later.
Words and Culture is made possible with funding from SiriusXM through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Words and Culture is produced by Kim Wheeler. Kaylin Belair is our audio engineer and editor.
Hausin Dang King Sam.
Maltus.
Ninuis Ahaha Miku Kwakwal.
Kachunautano.
Wapamatin Mina.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
And good morning. It is 7:30 a.m. here in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to What's Brewing. So this week, we have a couple picks that are from all over the place. I'm going to start things out a little bit more mellow, and then we'll progressively, as the sets continue, get a little bit heavier, a little bit harder, and a little bit louder. So hopefully this will wake you up in addition to your morning coffee, tea, whatever bev you're rocking today. We're going to start things off with Clara Cloud and Rabbit King. This was released as a single on September 12th, so just a couple days ago. And she is a Vancouver-based artist, originally from Kimberley, British Columbia. This track and her music in general is more Celtic, folk, alternative, and dream pop in genre. And this single is actually in anticipation of her upcoming sophomore album, As Above, which is a dark folkloric twist on Orpheus and Eurydice and that mythology. After that, we have Grace Debarre with Baby Like to Bite. This single was released on September 11th. It's more of a dreamy folk track. She recently played in Tofino, BC in Montreal, Quebec. She doesn't actually have any information online about where she is based. Definitely follow her on social media. And then finally, we're going to finish things off with Bobby Dove and Not Much of an Outlaw. This was released as a single on September 12th. This is a Montreal-born artist, in the genres of Americana and folk. This is the first single off of their upcoming full-length album, which is yet to be named online, at least. And that would be coming in early 2026, so definitely keep an eye out. Until then, this is also the follow-up to their 2021 album, Hopeless Romantic, and they also had their debut album in 2016. But without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Clara Cloud and Rabbit King right here on What's Brewing, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Stumbled off his path one day, somewhere between the dewdrops and the cedar tree. Feet so fast he nearly tripped, or they warned him not to stray. Though the cats weren't safe, he thought himself immune to curiosity. Still he grew curiouser too, till the clock struck late in the afternoon. A rabbit felt impending doom, but he looked down and the ground went boom. The tricky little rabbit fell deep down, oh well they say. Beady eyes saw walls that waved like water all around. He was never good with time, but thought he'd been falling for days. In the darkest tiny paws they found the ground. When he opened up his eyes with dread, he saw a woman dressed in red. She placed a crown upon his head, and with a nod she said, "A rabbit king, ra-ta-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. A rabbit king, ra-ta-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta." He got to work and straight away started planning for a feast. He set a table, gathered leaves to form a grand bouquet, and invited every being from the bear to do to geese. Oh, the rabbit, he was kind and fair, but politics don't take well there. And a monarch in his cushion chair can't keep the things he swears. A rabbit!
Oh, Mighty is the king's great head, with paws once white, now drenched in red. The ground it crumbled, the path he tread, as with a sigh they said, no more rabbit.
Even only believing in the lows.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Not Much of an Outlaw by Bobby Dove. Before that, we had Grace DeBarret with Baby Likes to Bite. And at the very top of that set, Rabbit King by Clara Cloud right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is What's Brewing. Coming up next, we have some more intense, more dark pop, rock-focused tracks. And as the episode progresses, the music is going to get progressively louder and more intense, so definitely keep an eye on that. But we're going to start things off with The Dears and Tears of a Nation. This was released as a single on September 10th. This is more synthy, orchestral, cabaret pop, a little bit of a darker pop. And this is in anticipation of their upcoming album, Life is Beautiful, Life is Beautiful, Life is Beautiful, which releases on November 7th. There is also a video available now that you can view if you enjoyed this track. They're a Montreal-based band formed in 1995, and they have some upcoming tour dates at the end of November in Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, so just a quick trek away from Kingston, which is in support of their album. So again, if you really like this track, definitely keep an eye out for any more upcoming singles, and definitely try to see them live if possible. After that, we have The Winter in Canada with their track Space Race off of their most recent album, Untitled, which released on August 22nd. This is a Kingston-based alt rock and roll punk band. They often play gigs in and around Kingston, so definitely if you see their name on a poster, check them out. I think recently they've played the Toucan, previously they've played Mansion, Grad Club, so definitely a lot of the smaller and local venues. So definitely keep an eye on that. Obviously, a great way to support artists is seeing them live, buying their merch, buying their physical media. So if you have the opportunity, I strongly encourage it. But without further ado, we're going to get into things with The Dears and Tears of a Nation right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
and put up one hell of a fight. These are the tears of a whole nation. Are we gonna make it out alive? I don't want to worry. I don't want to
The Winter in Canada with their track Space Race. And before that, we had Tears of a Nation by The Dears right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is What's Brewing. We're heading into our last few songs. So without further ado, we're going to start things off with Handsome Tiger and Cowlack to Pretoria. This is off of the album Diaspora 2, which released on September 12th. Handsome Tiger is an Anishinaabe, Métis, and North African producer and DJ from Turtle Island and currently based in Vancouver, BC. Their music blends traditional sounds from his heritage and other indigenous and contemporary EBM. He also works in composition and sound design for film and beyond. This album embodies the ethos of cross-continental collaboration. After that, we're going to head into Rez with Running From Yourself. This is off of their album As the Pendulum Swings, released on September 12th. This is a Juno Award-winning DJ and producer from Niagara Falls and born and raised in Ukraine. So, without further ado, here is Handsome Tiger and Cowlack to Pretoria right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This was What's Brewing. Thank you.
can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centres Canada in making a difference today.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.